This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello from Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm your host, Erin Keefe. Three and a half years ago, I got asked to do a riddle podcast by a lunatic, and another crazy guy said yes too. And now I'm here. Here are my co-hosts. The first one is Adel.
I'm a riddle boy.
And here's JPC.
They call me JPC. Local perverts know me as one of us. I'm also known in the community of Twitch streamers as that asshole who never showers before a stream. The wives know me as you're being too loud.
Riddle.
Was that what you wanted there?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Are you happy now?
I'm sorry. I got nervous. I got nervous and panicked.
That's okay.
You got nervous. I got Adel Rafai.
And I'm Erin Keefe.
We just did that.
Fine.
Just did it.
Fine, whatever. Hey, listen. We have a very special guest on. Speaking of dumb intros, we have a very special guest on. Here's what I want the two of you to do.
Okay.
Okay.
I want you to try and recite his full name as per what he's best known for.
Matt Young.
That's it. Our guest is Matt Young.
Thank you.
Yay. Matty, thank you so much for being on. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm really excited to do this show, finally. I love Hey Riddle Riddle.
That's so nice.
You read that like someone was holding a gun to your head.
Hey Riddle Riddle. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
My favorite show.
Matt, it's a real honor to have you here because I fancy myself the Usador of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yeah. Everyone GPC. Likes you.
Exactly.
Then why'd you make me do that? Why'd you make me do that whole thing?
Well, JPC is obviously Chunt, the talking badger or whatever.
That's
and
true.
Then
That's
Adel,
true.
You wear a pink polo to most recordings, so you're the Arnie.
I'm Kermit.
Yeah. I was just talking to someone last week about the show, trying to explain Hello from the Magic Tavern, which is always a daunting task for people who don't know the show. And it's like, I start with a big sigh. I always go.
Always got to start with a big sigh.
You start with
my friend plays himself. Yeah, exactly. Every podcast you start with a sigh. And then, but I did say, I'm like, you don't have to like it. It doesn't fucking matter.
You know, I do that a lot with people on like airplanes or something. Or if someone's making small talk and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, podcast. Or I'm like, oh, why did I say that? I should have just said like accounting. And they inevitably ask like what podcast I do. And Hey Riddle is very, I can very easily be like, Hey Riddle, it's like a riddle show, riddle, whatever. And then with Magic Tavern, I'm like, here's the premise. A guy falls into a portal behind a Burger King and immediately their eyes glaze over. And I can see in their head them doing the calculations of like, this fucking nerd, this show has like two listeners and it's him and his like his cardboard cutout wife. And they always leave being like, that's so cute. Good luck with your little show. And it's like, I'm so sorry. Matt, we didn't just bring you on here to talk about annoying people with describing podcasts. We also want to know, how do you feel about riddles? What is your relationship with riddles? And not just riddles, but puzzles in general, lateral thinking problems. I assume, my guess is you played like Myst as a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, no. All my puzzle solving definitely comes through video games.
Oh,
I was
like
a big like Zelda fan because I liked the adventure mixed with puzzle sort of genre in general.
Mm-hmm.
I never finished Myst. At the time Myst came out, I think I had just started college and my dad had it on his computer at home, but I'm old enough that I didn't have a computer at college. So I was like, oh, that looks cool and I'd love to play it, but I never got to. I like puzzles and I do like lateral thinking things. Specifically riddles, though, seem like dumb bad jokes a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm bad at them. I'm really bad at them.
Matt looked right at me when he said that.
Yeah.
Did you write your college papers with a quill? There we go. I was sitting on that.
I see your references here are John Quincy Adams and Johnny Appleseed.
I spent a lot of money my senior year, between senior year of high school and my freshman year of college, to buy a Brother word processor that was like an actual like big typewriter had a little screen that was like two lines of text, and you could save like, I don't know.
Five megabytes.
1 megabyte of information on a disk drive in it. And it was like, and then you put paper in it like a typewriter and it printed it out one page at a time.
I think I have one of those. It's a label maker. Right?
Yeah, it was a label maker. Yeah. It was basically like a huge label maker. Honestly, you're right. It was a nightmare.
That's exhausting.
Yeah, it's two lines of text on a screen at a time is a fucking terrible way to edit a paper.
Do you have, and this might be too specific, Matt, do you have a specific riddle or puzzle from a Zelda game that sticks out at you as like, this was very satisfying to solve, or like this was challenging, or this was stood out to you in some way?
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so many good ones. I mean, I really liked Majora's Mask the entire game because it's like
you're
living the same 3 days over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's the puzzle of like, what do you do on the different day? What do you do on the same days that's different each time? Mm-hmm. You just take like one item back with you and then like live those days again. I loved that whole premise. It seemed like...
I never played that one. I always knew it.
It's great.
As like a, not a kid, but as like a 15, 16, 17 year old, I always knew it as like the creepy
18,
moon.
19, 20, 21.
22. Stop. No, don't hit. I always knew it as the creepy moon game.
Yeah.
Where I would see, I would see the cover and I'd be like, oh, it's a creepy moon. But I never played it.
Well, the whole premise is the whole time that creepy moon is coming crashing down on the town. You have three days until the moon like crashes into the world and kills everyone.
I didn't know that. That makes it even more terrifying.
Yeah, it's a creepy ass game.
The moon is coming for us?
Yeah.
Please tell me you won.
Those
no, it's
are...
we're all gonna die.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You did not beat it.
This is the end of the third day, Aaron.
I'm sorry. God damn it.
I love that Majora's Mask was like an Ender's Game for Matt Young, where it's like play this Zelda game. Yeah.
He's ready. For an improv podcast. Those loop games are so popular now. I feel like every game it goes for those loop angles. Honestly, more of them can. I love a loop. I fucking love a loop. It's
one of
like,
my favorite.
Candy for my brain.
One of my favorite is on Switch. It might be elsewhere, but on Switch is a game called Minute, M-I-N-I-T, I believe. And your guy only lives for a minute and then he dies. And you have to like... open up portals or get to a new save spot or whatever it is, but it's so fun because you know every round you just have a minute before your guy dies and it's how much you can scramble to do before he does. It's really satisfying.
That's fun.
That sounds
fun. Check it out. What also sounds fun is let's do a little warm-up riddle.
Zoom! I'm out here.
Aaron grabbed onto the talons of an eagle. She said the word zoom, but the eagle immediately dropped to the ground dead. Aaron crushed it. She's dusting herself off. She's covered in eagle blood.
Well, at least I tried.
Aaron just bam-bammed an eagle through her frame, just smacking it from side to side to side to side. Eagle feathers flying everywhere.
I tried to get out of here, and I tried my best.
I love if someone's like jogging by you in a park, you jump on their back and yell zoom, and you just go crashing to the ground.
How fucking badass would it be if you caught a bird like that in public and you said zoom before you did it?
You're holding onto one leg, you wink as you fly away. Okay, sorry. I'm here, unfortunately.
Speaking
though.
Of fly away, here's our first warm-up riddle. I fly when I am born.
Lenny Kravitz.
Hold on. It's absolutely Lenny Kravitz, but hold on.
Okay.
I fly when I am born, but as an adult, I have a nose ring. I think I have a daughter and was married to Lisa Bonet. What am I?
Be like Zoe Kravitz?
Is that his daughter, right?
Yeah.
Must be.
Yes.
I fly when I am born. I lay when I am alive. And I run when I am dead. What am I? I fly when I am born, I lay when I am alive, and I run when I am dead. What am I? Also, that was a Sinatra song?
Run when I am dead.
Hey, Zoe Kravitz, you're a cool looking chick.
Oh God, what the fuck is
this? So all of
wait,
these...
what's the middle one again?
I lay when I am alive,
and I run when I'm dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of this gambling related? Because those all kind of sound like terms with like dealing cards or throwing dice or something.
No. Okay. It is not.
Fuck.
But I do want to call for our first scene.
Oh,
JPC, you are a gambler at a casino. You are, I want to use the word degenerate. You're a degenerate gambler.
That's in my wheelhouse.
You've been making bets that are not actual bets. Matt, you are the, we'll say, blackjack dealer at the table. And Aaron, if you ever feel the need to come in, you will be the pit boss here to sort of put out any fires.
If I find a voice, I will be there.
Gentleman has an eight.
All right, throw two fried eggs on it, make it greasy, and let's shoot for sevens all over the moon.
Okay, that's a two. Gentleman has 10 total.
Gentleman has 10 total. Let's split these hot dogs open and mix them up with some mustard and ketchup on the plate.
You
500. 500 more.
500 more what? Do you want me to hit? Do you want to hit or not?
Yes, of course.
Okay. That's a 10.
Can I open up three more? Can I open up three more spots on the table?
You can.
Okay.
I don't, it's 5 a.m. I don't think anyone's going to sit down.
Okay, good. I'd like to open up three more spots on the table.
Okay, great.
So now I have 9 games going? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get up and pace. And what do I have here?
Yeah, that's 10. You have 20.
All right, cancel this one.
Cancel?
Let's cancel this hand.
Okay.
Fold? What's that?
Fold?
Just cancel it. I'll put in two more. I'll start two more games.
Okay. If you want to cancel it, it's easier to fold. If you want to cancel it, you have to fill out this form.
Hey, Joey, is this guy bothering you?
No, he's dealing.
No. Wait, your name's Joey, too?
I'm Joey 1, honestly. I've been Joey my whole life. I would see you more as a Joey 2.
Well, obviously the pit boss is talking to me, you know.
Did he fill out the paperwork? He should.
Well, if he wants to cancel this hand, he's got to fill out the paperwork.
Come on. I'm a big fish here. I spend a lot of shrimp. Do I have to fill out the paperwork? Can't this be...
Sir, we've been begging you to stop bringing in fish as payment. It is
shrimp
not an acceptable form of currency.
Shrimp aren't fish.
It brings in
That's
a
smell. That's a crustacean. Can we all just agree that shrimp aren't fish, though?
You're right. I misspoke.
This guy should have to pay for it.
No.
No?
No. I'm gonna break your legs if you don't get up from the table.
Hold on. I know you must get this question a lot. Are you three dogs wearing a trench coat?
Yes.
Same.
But they know about it. They know, okay?
They're in on it.
We know about each other.
They're in on it.
I love the idea of, as you play blackjack, at any given time, you can be like, 500 more.
500 more what?
It seems like my hand's going to be pretty good.
Gross. 500 more.
I'd like to double.
I fly when I am born, I lay when I am alive, and I run when I am dead. What am I?
America runs on Duncan. Is that anything?
Rain.
Is that
something?
That's something.
Rain. Water.
Here's what I'll say.
Is it a fountain? If I fly when I'm born, but the rest of it doesn't make sense.
Maddie, you're not far off.
Here's what I'll do.
Colder. Literally. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to say one other warm-up riddle I had in the bank that I wasn't going to use, but the answer to this warm-up riddle is the exact same as the first riddle I gave you. So here's the second clue, which is a full other riddle.
What?
What falls in winter but never gets hurt?
A leaf.
Well, hold on, Aaron.
Yeah, leaves get hurt all the time.
Snow.
What? That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. I fly when I am born, I lay when I'm alive, and I run when I'm dead. It is snow.
Hold on. I'd like to examine what Aaron was saying.
Okay.
If leaves can't get hurt, then what the fuck am I doing for 12 hours a day?
When you're crunching those leaves.
You're telling me that doesn't hurt them at all?
No, they feel nothing.
Then I'm wasting my time, basically.
Yeah, we knew that.
Shit.
We were trying to give all those small animals a break from you.
Oh, man.
And also what Canadian rapper sings Informer? The answer to all three is Snow. Here's another riddle. And this is, I got to say, this is one of the better riddles I've ever read, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. So let's read it and see if you agree.
the riddle's like, Adel is handsome, Adel is smart.
So you've read it. You are smart, you are kind, you are important. What part of your body disappears when you stand up? What part of your body disappears when you stand up?
Your butt.
Penis.
I think I actually know the real answer. I hate to like come on this podcast and ruin the format by answering a riddle.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Hold on. Let's go off mic. Casey, stop the podcast. Matt, what the fuck are you doing?
What?
Hold on. Aaron grabbed another doing? Eagle.
The goal.
The goal is not to solve riddles.
So JBC, you said penis. Aaron, you said butt. Matt, you seem to have a real answer. What part of your body disappears when you stand up?
I feel like this is an uncle joke. It's your lap.
It is your lap.
I was going to say the bottom of your feet.
Okay.
The
Explain.
Bottom of your feet?
Yeah, because like if you're sitting down, you can see the bottom of your feet. I guess not if your feet are flat
on
the ground. Ignore me. Zoom.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're sort of like one of those insane. Aaron, you're one
of
those.
Disappears when I stand up, the top of my head, because all the ceilings in here are so short.
You know what disappears when I sit down is my appetite.
Oh,
Aaron,
God.
You're one of those like jokey uncles or aunts. So you're like you're constantly like, where are the kids at? Let me tell them these jokes or like I have your nose or
of
whatever
course.
That
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're that JPC and Matt. You are Aaron's nephews, and this is some sort of holiday where Aaron is sort of holding court in the room, and you two are exhausted by it.
It's cool because you live the same 3 days over and over, and then...
Hi, hungry. I'm aunt. Did you guys just say you were hungry?
No, I was showing Jake Jorah's mask.
Pull my finger.
Do we have to?
Yes. My sister is your mom.
I'll do it. I don't know why my brother was showing me a video game.
Because I thought you'd think it was cool.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it is cool. I like that. I loved Ocarina of Time, so I'm sure I'd love this. I'll
fart
I'll
noise. Oh shoot, I did it too soon. Do it again.
Well, are you gonna just make a fart noise?
Yeah, you're just gonna make a fart noise so you pull your finger.
What's black and white and red all over?
Dead zebra.
Oh my god.
Newspaper.
No, a penguin with a sunburn.
Someone murdered a zebra.
Oh my god. What kind of violent video games are you playing?
Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask, but I just finished Zebra Hunter.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
Can we play it?
Fuck ton of zebras.
Do you want to watch us play it?
Fuck yeah, I want to watch you play it.
Okay,
actually, I can do you boys one better. I know a guy who lets you kill as many zebras as you want.
Get out of here.
I know a guy. Don't tell your mom.
Are they open on Christmas?
Are they open on Christmas? It's the biggest day of the year for them.
Why don't we sneak out?
Can
you sneak us out?
Blow up.
We gotta go today.
Yeah, I'll sneak you out. Hungry? I'm aunt. Did you guys say you're hungry?
We didn't. we didn't still.
Aunt what?
I don't think I know any dad jokes. I'm really sorry.
You do know the best dad joke,
Holy
which is
shit.
Hi blank, I'm dad.
Yeah.
That's the best
I'm
one.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Hi tired, I'm dead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty brutal. Boy, oh boy. Now I want to see this farm with all the people killed. Are they open on
we'll
Christmas?
Circle back to it if we have time.
Outstanding. Let's get into our full course main entree riddles. Here we go. This is gonna be our first one. A man ran into a fire and lived. A man stayed where there was no fire and died.
Good for him.
What caused this?
Hubris.
Smoke.
Yeah,
the hubris of man.
This is a Greek fable.
Uh-huh.
A man ran into a fire and lived. A man stayed where there was no fire and died. What caused this?
Did the guy who died die of like hypothermia or something? Did he need to be near the fire to like stay alive? Like the cold, the elements killed him?
Oh,
that's a good answer.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, so you were wavering, so I assumed that he was hit by a Honda Element.
Yes.
He died watching the fifth element.
He didn't die in elements. He died by the elements.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he died. He died watching Fifth Element, especially when Chris Tucker's character went bzzz.
Oh, Adel just caught an eagle. How's everybody catching these eagles?
It's to avoid getting dead stopped on the show. This is what you've done to us.
Okay.
The hold fire
on,
kills.
Doot, 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 doot. Hello? What? Is this Glenn Frey? What are you doing?
Are you writing your
music? Huh?
Tell him I'm home.
I guess Joe Walsh would have been the better
one. Yeah.
Matt, it seemed like you had something working.
No. That's wrong. I the guy who has who goes into the fire lives because he's already made a fire, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was also made of fire.
The other guy drowns.
In a room
the other
with
guy
no oxygen.
Yes, the two you Matt, you sussed out part of it. The two men are the Human Torch and the Thing.
Is that true? Are you lying?
No, I'm lying.
Okay.
The man who ran into the fire lived, but by that,
you lied to me.
It's the metaphorical lived. Like, he truly felt alive while he was burning alive.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is this like a burning building, or is this like a... He says run into the fire, but is this like walking on hot coals? Are you just, like, jumping over a fire? Would the man who ran into the fire, would it kill most normal men?
No.
Okay. Okay,
is it so the Chicago soccer team?
Fun.
Ran into the fire and was like, "Hey, what are you guys up to?
You guys are my favorite."
Yeah,
Matt,
I love you
if
guys.
Somebody, if a single person on Earth died from the jealousy of not going to a Chicago Fire game, I'll give that family $1 million.
I wonder if
how do you have
guys,
$1 million?
I know.
You're ruined. I wonder if these guys aren't in uniform. If I ran into the Chicago Fire, I would know that I ran into the Chicago Fire.
I feel like that's a fun new power move. Is like anywhere you go, just be like, "I'm on the Chicago Fire," and nobody's going to doubt you.
Just carry a soccer ball with you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everywhere you go.
I want to see a scene. Matt, you are a member of the Chicago Fire soccer team in Chicago. You're in plain clothes. Not that it matters, but you're in plain clothes, and you're trying to. You don't want to, but
so they can't see
to,
my badge.
Yeah. You don't want to, but you're trying to kind of throw your weight around. Of like, I'm a professional athlete in Chicago. JPC, you are a coffee shop barista, and Matt's trying to, you know, big time you, and you're you don't recognize him.
Gotcha.
Hey, how's it going today?
Great. Welcome to Greg's. How can I help you?
I'll just take a latte. Whole milk.
Okay. Yeah, sure, no problem. Whole milk latte. Anything else in it?
No, that's it.
Okay, $5.55, and it's just you insert the card or touch it to the screen.
That's funny. I'm Adrian. Adrian Brady.
I'm Josh. Nice to meet
Holy
you.
Holy shit, from The Pianist?
No, Brady. Adrian Brady. I get that a lot, though, too.
My bad. Sorry.
Not Adrian Brody. Adrian Brady.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think Adrian Brody because you didn't say that and you don't look anything like him.
Yeah. No, I'm Adrian Brady.
Adrian Brady from the Brady Bunch? Help me out here because I obviously...
Look. Watch this.
Okay.
Oh. Ow! Fuck! Oh, God. Fuck my nose.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
You just threw a sugar holder at that woman's nose. Ma'am, are you okay?
Well, yeah, I'm
through,
okay.
Wait, that's the woman from... That's the lady from Brady Brunch.
Hi.
Who gets her nose broken. Yeah. Brady Brunch, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, Brady Brunch. It was a short-lived TV show.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry about that. We'll comp you a latte. We'll comp you a
Thank
free
you
latte
so much.
For the trouble.
Fuck?
I'm so sorry about that.
What the fuck, dude?
Well, you can't do that. You can't just throw shit or head her
he
shit.
He kicked it. He kicked it into me.
Yeah, I head kicked it into her. What? Why do you?
Hold on.
Why
How
you
do we all recognize
her?
That as a kick?
Yeah.
He did it with his head.
You
That's
kick,
a kick
it up and then you hit it with your head, like in soccer. Kick it up, hit it with your head.
Okay, fine.
Because I'm a famous soccer player here in town.
I'm sorry. You're a famous soccer player here in town.
Yeah.
Well, this is the United States. I don't think we have famous soccer players. Adrian Brady.
Oh, I see.
What team do you play for?
The Fire.
Okay, I'm going to Google to see if that's a real team.
What the fuck, dude?
That's a Chicago
insulting.
Team.
Yeah. a professional soccer team that I'm on.
Okay.
And I demand to receive a free latte.
Tall hot coffee for an Adrian Brody?
God damn it.
That's me.
If he's in here.
And musical guest.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
You've been warned, Brady. You've been warned. You've been warned.
No.
Out, Brody, out.
Is Halle Berry
scene,
here?
Scene, scene, scene.
Is Halle Berry
It doesn't
here?
Stop him. Nothing stops him.
Maddie, I love it. You said, I'll take a latte. Just take it.
Yeah, that's you gotta lean heavy on it.
Yeah. People love confidence.
Yeah.
I truly know a barista who I would say a well-known Chicago-based comedian used to come into their coffee establishment all the time and do that same thing where they would like demand a free coffee, and they knew who the person was, but they were like, he just never paid, and like it was awkward every time.
Woof. That seems so embarrassing.
I feel like no real celebrity would do that. I feel like that's like Randy Quaid and below. Like that's the people who would pull that shit. Can you say which celebrity or no?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take it out, but it was.
Oh no!
Shit.
Yeah.
No!
Oh,
keep
no.
that shit to yourself,
oh,
dude.
No.
Ew! No! No! Oh no!
I mean, you got to be able to pay for your own coffee.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about getting something comped that I truly believe. If somebody comps you something, you just say thank you for it, but you never go in expecting it. Like, you always have to, you can graciously accept it, but like, to go down and be like, I'll take a coffee is like, no, 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 wrong energy, wrong energy.
Well, and if you get comped something, then like, tip like 200%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just be like, oh, well, here's all the money I would have spent anyway.
Exactly.
And now you just have it.
Now it's, yeah,
you
it's,
just
now
have,
it's for you.
You just have my money.
Welcome back to How to Be a Good Person with Matt Young. This week we're covering coffee shops. How to be a good person in a coffee shop.
Speaking of coffee shops, a man ran into a fire and lived.
Oh, the answer is coffee shop.
There we go.
A man stayed fire? Where there was no fire and died. What caused this? So JPC, someone was on the right track.
Was he getting fired?
He wasn't getting fired.
Damn.
But the fire... As he ran towards the fire, like you asked, it would not kill the normal person.
Yeah. Circus.
It's not impressive that this man ran towards fire. And now, is it the same fire that was was the fire the cause of death from the other person? Was the absence of fire the cause of death of the other person?
No. So a byproduct from the fire killed the other person.
Okay,
so the man who lived was a fireman trying to save the man who died of smoke inhalation.
No, my dear man. The boy who lived was Harry Potter.
It's a yes or no question.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
A man moved towards the fire and lived, and then mm-hmm. a man stayed where there was no fire and died.
Correct. It's not a heat thing?
Is this a volcano? Is this like a getting covered in ash from a volcano?
No.
Is it
no.
a sex thing?
Matt, it's always a sex
I always thing. Forget to ask that, and it's always the answer.
No, but it was, I mean, you're on the right track in terms of what killed the man who didn't go towards the fire was a byproduct caused by the fire.
Would this be like a forest fire, and someone's like, oh shit, we gotta get out of here. Let's
collapse.
Drive towards
I wanna, okay,
the fire.
I want to see a scene. Matt, you are Smokey the Bear. Aaron, you are Smokey the Bear's date. You two are on a date in the forest. You're like on a picnic, and a fire breaks out. And Matt, you as Smokey the Bear panic. You forget all your teachings. And Aaron, you have to kind of sort of come to the rescue.
So, yeah, I have three sis. Sorry. Should we deal with that?
Well, you know, I'm off work right now.
Right.
Right. You know, I'm more than just a spokesperson. You know, I also like to cook.
Great.
I started doing some woodworking.
Well, there won't be much more wood to work with if we let this fire rage. I'm funny,
good
too.
Point.
I'm funny.
Good point. So the first thing we should do is roll. Is roll first?
I feel like that's for when you're on fire. Looks
right.
Like you're just hitting these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rolling's for when you're on fire. You're not on fire, are you?
Not yet. Are you just rubbing these sticks together? Are you trying to make a fire right now?
I mean, I'm trying to kindle a flame.
That is very hot and cool. But I feel like you're maybe panicking. Are you not a fire expert? Because I'm trying to get nervous.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm an actor. I play a role on TV where I tell people, you know, how to put out forest fires, but that doesn't necessarily mean that translates into I haven't had all the training.
You're slowly backing away.
I went through like a day-long thing where they sort of like walked me through it, and there were some very cool firemen there. I met a fire where I went out a fire pole, but I've never put out a fire myself.
Okay, let's see. Well, you put on your profile that you can put out fires, so
well, people expect that, you know? It's hard to be smoky.
Are you using me as a shield?
Please, someone help! My boo-boo! My boo-boo's on fire!
Oh, that's Yogi, my ex.
Yogi, get out of here.
Please! Now I'm on fire! Oh, no! Oh!
Look, if we're gonna die here in this forest fire, I just have to know one thing. Would you have become Mrs. Smoky if we had lived?
I don't know. I still have a thing for Yogi. His voice.
Scene.
It's that voice.
It's that voice, that melodious tones.
So what do we think's going on here?
Smoke inhalation. That's the real killer.
A collapse.
This is one of the best answers so far. We're getting...
I said that first.
Did you?
Interesting. Uh-huh. Is it carbon monoxide?
It is carbon... carbon dioxide.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
It's carbon dioxide, I guess, as well, right? Like, we can't breathe carbon dioxide.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, carbon monoxide.
Is it a candle?
It was Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. So I think...
Is the fire the light for the smoke alarm?
No, it's an actual fire. I think you pretty much got it. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you guys.
So wait, is it a smoke alarm? Is it that there was a fire and... The person, okay, you just give it to us.
Wow, I saw someone die behind the eyes. I never thought I'd see anything like that before in my life.
Gave up mid-sentence.
Died behind the eyes, die. The two men were working in a small room protected by a carbon dioxide gas fire extinguisher system when a fire broke out in the next room. One of the men ran through the fire and escaped with only minor burns. The other one stayed in the room until the fire extinguishers kicked in and he died of oxygen starvation. So pretty... pretty intensive answer.
What's that silence? Did you feel it?
Why did they have to be in the same room? Why didn't the other guy go with him? Well, that's what's the story there.
I don't know.
He's like, fuck it, I'm going to wait it out.
I just feel like riddles where the answer has to be like, well, they're in a very special little room that only exists in riddles. It's like, come on.
That should be the name of this podcast, is a very special little room.
Adel, you are a guy who survived a thing. You can pick whatever it is. And
what am I playing?
The guy that you're with died, and you're telling the story to your friends at a bar, and they're like really confused about why the other guy had to die.
Gotcha.
So there we were, backed up against a brick wall, right? Mm-hmm. And the spotlight's right on us.
Oh my God.
It's getting hot, right?
Jesus.
And so we start to sing. You know, the spotlight's on us. We figure we'll sing, right? So we're singing, we're dancing. We both have top hats and canes. We're doing the whole rigmarole, right? Curtains down. Audience goes fucking nuts, right? Oh, curtains open. Audience is still applauding. There's Derek. After the curtains open, there's Derek. Dead as a doorknob.
Oh, my God. How did you react?
I took a bow.
What?
I took a bow, right? Because I'd be rude not to acknowledge the audience going crazy. And then when the curtain closed for a second time, I kind of dragged him off stage.
Well, Steven, I don't want to be rude, but I don't...
Then don't.
I don't know that they were going crazy because of your performance as much as there was a dead guy there.
No, these people, you know... You know when you see a great Broadway show and everyone's pointing and screaming? That's what it was. It's every actor's dream.
Yeah,
audience goes, oh my God, oh my God, he's dead.
Okay,
right?
Because
we killed.
A lot of people point and scream it into the woods, you're right. No, what the fuck are you talking about? They're pointing and screaming at a dead body, Steven.
Oh. Well, what we did is, right before we went on for the final number, right?
This is a joke, right?
Well, hold on.
This is how you're telling me my husband
died? No, it's not a joke. No. Miss Derek, no. I don't want to call you Mrs. Derek because that'd be insensitive. Miss Derek,
here's what I'm saying. Pointing it out is insensitive.
Before we hit the stage, we did, you know, we did what you're supposed to do, which is we had two Advil. One was dipped in cyanide.
We did the old shell game.
What
we mixed
the
them
fuck?
Up.
What are you talking
about? And we
about?
Each picked, so we had a 50-50 chance of living. You've never, you don't know, brother. You never, hold on. There's,
why did when you came over, why did you hand me this American flag all folded up like this? Why, what is this about?
Oh, I found that on the sidewalk outside. Well, it wasn't on a sidewalk. It was up a pole, but I put it down and I folded up.
You folded it like this?
Hey, eventually it was on the sidewalk, but we're splitting hairs now.
There's three things you don't do on Broadway. Number one, you never say Hamlet. You say that Scottish play.
Okay. Wait, what?
You never say Hamlet. You say that Scottish play.
What's the second thing?
Number two, okay? You never, ever turn your back during the intermission, okay? And number three, you never perform the finale of Into the Woods without one person taking cyanide. Those are, I don't write the rules.
What do you mean turn your back during the intermission? On the audience?
On who?
Closed.
You know what it means. Don't play dumb. You know what it means.
I played King George and Hamilton for 4 years on Broadway. I've never heard any of this shit.
Wow, must be nice. Must be nice. Is that your Lamborghini out front?
That is my Lamborghini out front.
Seriously, must be nice. Well,
it
Lin-Manuel,
is nice.
The rules don't adhere to Lin-Manuel Miranda because, you know, he's got all that Encanto money.
Hold on.
What?
I'm sorry. You think this is Lin-Manuel Miranda? I think Lin-Manuel Miranda played
King George?
King George?
Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda, King George.
No.
He wrote himself into the king role.
No.
The choicest
what?
Role.
Fucking hell.
You were acting on Broadway with my husband.
I wouldn't use those words because I don't act. I am. I was being with your husband.
Another round? Do we want another round of drinks? Or
the guy from the really scary production
of
the play starting. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Into the woods. See.
Into the woods and out of the woods.
And out of the woods and everything's woods and woods. Woods.
Well, Aaron, with that beautiful performance, I think we're going to go to intermission. We're going to bring down the curtains, but audience, don't turn your back on us. We'll be right back with more riddles.
That's super fucking scary.
Bye. Sorry.
Don't turn your back on us. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's CLARITIN.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric.
Yeah. Photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah. Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace.
Ooh.
It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going
to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done to my nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes. Intrusive thought. Bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now... he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
And we're back, and Aaron, I have a very special surprise for you.
What's up?
You know your favorite wizard.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the show today.
Okay.
Hold on. The Cookie Crisp wizard was killed.
We made sure of
that's
it.
That's canon.
That's canon.
I'm talking about Wizzy.
This happens every so often that Adel thinks that I want one of you to pretend to be my childhood imaginary friend.
Aaron, it's me, Wizzy. You have to hide this gun. I killed the Cookie Crisp wizard, Aaron.
Good. I sent you, and you made sure he was dead?
I can't go back, Aaron. I can't go back
to jail.
Making
a kill and checking it twice. That's what I taught you, Wizzy. Go.
They love me there. I have never a moment's peace, Aaron.
Aaron, who's
tell a joke, Wizzy. You're the coolest guy in jail. Fuck you, man. I'm reading a book.
Aaron, who would win in a fight between Isidore and Wizzy?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think...
Matt, I don't know if you know about this, but Aaron in her youth had an imaginary wizard friend named Wizzy, okay, who was basically Dumbledore.
I die on the hill that I invented Dumbledore as a child. I had to walk around my neighbor's tree 3 times, and then he took me to a magical school, and his name was Wizzy, and he wore a blue cloak, like some wizard I know.
Yeah.
Aaron, have we ever touched on how fucking lame it was that your magic friend took you to school?
probably. You touch on how lame a lot of me is. You guys talk about how lame I am.
I can go anywhere in my imagination, even school.
What did you do at the school? Was it a was it a magical school, or was it like
math worksheets?
Fucking dude, geometry idiot.
Honestly, it was a mix of both because he wanted me to be well rounded.
Wizzy.
I think that Eustador would win in a fight, of course. Wizzy sort of had, like, I didn't name this or know this as a child, but looking back at his personality, he definitely was like a stoner.
Like a Spicoli type.
Yeah, he was like slow, just slower. Like, Eustador is way more powerful, way more like with it and awake.
Did this wizard look like Jeff Bridges, and did he hate the fucking Eagles, man?
Okay, wait a minute. It was my neighbor.
Man, my rug.
Aaron, do you have something prepared?
For what?
I don't know. I thought earlier you were like, I have something prepared.
Oh, what? I didn't do it in Johnny's episode, but I guess I could start it now.
Sure.
Would it make sense to do with this episode?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Ready?
Yeah.
This segment is called Tell Us Something We Don't Know.
Ooh.
And then Matt tells us a story or an anecdote about Adol that we don't know about you.
Oh, this is a great segment. I'm glad we didn't go on Johnny's.
Okay.
And this is kind of fun because Matt has to now scramble.
Yeah, but he can also just say something you do know. He can just say anything you want.
For a fun little story. That only Matt would know.
What would only
or at least the two of you wouldn't know.
I mean, this could be when Magic Tavern was on tour.
Yeah.
Because we've already gotten Adol's perspective. He's always talking about how, like, Matt's so organized. He puts all this stuff together and he has lots of folders.
I should talk to you all the time, Matt, on this podcast. I'm always like, this motherfucker, Matt Young, is the most organized dude I've ever met. He's always prepared.
He solves any email replies.
I'm always I am very organized, but I'm always scrambling to like be that organized. It's out of fear that I. It's like, fuck, oh God, we're not going to know where we're going, so I better figure out the directions, or God, shit, we're all fucked. I think one of the first times I ever met Adol, though, was on a World News remote gig. Mm-hmm. And I had been playing a little bit less. I was doing a play or something. And I kind of came back and I was like, oh, who's this guy who's doing this show with us? And I was like talking to him backstage. And this is like 2008 or something. And I was being very gregarious, the way I think I'm being, like, very, oh, look at me being so nice to this new kid.
Yeah,
like,
he told me his name was Greg Arias.
His alter ego, Greg Arias.
I was like, oh, so what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm on this team and this team and this team and this team and this team. And I was like, oh, you do a lot more than I do. Well, I shouldn't be acting like I'm doing you a favor by talking to you.
You were like, hello, little boy. Have you ever heard of improv comedy?
I want to make sure he feels comfortable and take care of him and do all this stuff, which isn't a bad instinct, but it also is a little, probably came off pretty condescending.
Don't worry, I did the same thing to Adol, and he was one of my teachers.
I feel like when I first started playing with World News, it was one of my favorite shows at I.O. So it was very much, I was definitely like a wilting flower in the green room. Mm. So I think whenever I saw like you or Arnie or...
two of the biggest loudmouth idiots in the fucking world. Yeah.
Or Marla or Eddie. You know, there's people where I was just like, as they talk to me, I'd be like, ooh, I don't want to interrupt or I'm so sorry. Because I think with World News, we used to only... and all four of us were at some point members of World News. But I think... When people first sat in, it was only the second act.
Yeah.
So I remember it was me and Amy Phillips, who is now, I think, like a mega podcaster. I think she does like a Real Housewives podcast or something.
Cool.
But it was me and Amy Phillips.
Yeah, she must be big if you're so familiar with what she fucking does.
I just don't watch reality. Besides
Jesus
Big Brother, I don't watch
Christ.
Reality TV. But I know she's a big deal. But me and her started at the same time. And I remember, so we'd only play the second act. And so we'd watch the first act and then we'd go backstage. And it was very awkward.
That's intimidating.
We weren't a part of the first half. And so we have to go, after you guys crush, we have to go back there and be like, we're also playing and like, very good job. And like, I'm so sorry that I can't participate.
But none of us thought we were crushing it. It was all like, oh, fuck, I fucked up this thing and I should have hesitated and blah, blah, blah. And then we're like, oh, cool. People, fun people. And like, I did always feel a need to be like, oh, I want to make these people feel welcome and talk to them and like include them in scenes and stuff.
Which was great, which was very apparent. And like, I feel like you always took care of me. So I appreciate that.
But, you know, I think it was just like probably at that point we'd already been playing together 4 or 5 years because the beginning of that show, too, was like I didn't know anybody. I didn't know. It was like Jason put together that group of people. The only person I knew was Arnie. This is something you don't know. It's not about Adel. But I'm pretty sure that Jason approached Arnie, Jason Chin, who is the director and creator of World News Tonight. He approached Arnie in the hallway of the old IO downstairs and was like, hey, I'm putting together a show. You know, it's a news-based thing. I think you're really funny. And I think I was kind of like standing behind Arnie in the hallway. It was like during a Herald show. And he goes, and he's like, I'd really like for you to, you know, come and be in it. And then he kind of saw me. He's like, oh, you can come too.
Oh. And that changed your life.
I honest to God think it is just like a total fucking chance circumstance that I happened to be standing there when he was talking to Arnie.
Proximity.
That is and Arnie's so fucking big that he didn't realize I was there.
That is so phenomenal. Funny.
So you Trojan horsed him.
I kind of did. I mean, maybe he was going to ask me anyway, but I don't know that he would have, honestly.
That's outstanding.
That's kind of magical.
I'm always jealous because by the time I joined World News, there was legend and lore of you playing a character, I want to say, called Jerry Zumba.
What?
I have nothing but questions.
Was it Jerry Zumba or something?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
You played some sort of aerobics instructor, and I feel like anytime we do a show in the green room before the show, everyone would talk ad nauseum about Jerry. They're like, remember when Matt played Jerry Zumba? And it would be for like 8 years, that's all anybody talked about, long after you left the show. So,
well, now I know what I'm doing if time travel exists. One ticket to World News, please.
I mean, I don't remember this exactly, but I can extrapolate it and backwards engineer it right now. I can guarantee you what happened is we got an article about Zumba when Zumba was new. and a big fat Matt Young went out on stage and just fucking went for it and was like, I'm going to dance my ass off for 5 minutes and name myself Jerry Zumba.
For any intrepid young improvisers out there, I mean, this is what you do. If you get an article about Dyson, you go on there and you say, I'm David Dyson.
Oh, yeah.
And like you use your last name as the business. That's what you do.
It's
and
hard if
you
want to be happy for them, though, because like their parents got them the job.
Yeah.
And if you want to go one extra inch, what you do is a tiny bit of misdirect that's so stupid where you go like, my name's Beverly Sprite, and my dad created a soft drink that you might have heard of, Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a little
extra. That's a little extra icing if you want to be a big shot.
Well, lead mentor in a show said, I'm Arthur Anthropology, and then he slapped us around the rest of the show, just beating us up.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that wasn't that good of a scene.
No. Well, let's get back into, let's do a few more riddles before we come to a close. Here we go, next riddle. On a hot Saturday afternoon, a woman was walking slowly through the savannah when she spotted a lion in the distance. Instead of turning around, hiding, or seeking help, the woman began to run towards the lion, to run towards where the lion was. Why wasn't she afraid?
It was Simba.
Yep. She had raised the lion.
The lion was singing.
As a baby.
Yeah, as a baby.
Big Simba, I'd be like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, not Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. I'm going to be a mighty king.
Hold on. Was Matthew Broderick adult Simba?
Of course.
Of course.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. But it wasn't.
Do you need a minute?
I do need a minute.
Adel just sat down.
It was GHT as young Simba, but there was also a different Simba for when he was singing, right? Was that something?
Yeah, JTT didn't sing the songs, I don't think. I think he just did the voice of Simba, and I think they got someone else to sing the songs.
Matthew Broderick is adult Simba. I truly never knew this.
He's making a call. He's upset.
Hello?
I think Jerry Orbach sang all the songs.
See, I think it was Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane doing double duty in that movie.
Uh-huh.
God bless him.
Yeah, so The Lion King is basically one fifth of the producers. That's insane.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the woman running towards the lion because that woman is a lion and the woman lion are the one that get the meat, and then the man lion, they just stand around all day doing fucking nothing.
The doctor was a lion, you sexists.
I love JPC's lion based stand up.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a male lion. Aaron, you are a female lion. And the two of you are trying to have a intense discussion about gender roles in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, babe, I got Arby's. What?
No.
I got the meats.
No, I don't like Arby's.
Get up.
K- Could you go to Carl's Jr. instead?
No, no.
Oh, $1 million idea. Fries from McDonald's, burgers from Carl's Jr.
Are you drunk? Are you fucking drunk right now?
I had a fucking drink.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's
the deal. I had one drink with Jeff who came over.
Can I tell you something? Oh, hey, Jeff. Jeff, good to see you. Sorry. Hey, I'm not your mom, okay? Running around the Savannah getting you fucking shit whenever you want. I'm not your mom. I'm your partner.
You're somebody's mom.
Yeah, I'm our kid's mom. Speaking of which, I guess a lot. Jeff, do you know where my kids are? Sorry to loop you into this fight, but where are my kids, Jeff?
I don't know.
Jeff's drunk too. Excellent.
No, we had one drink. They're training to be lions.
Jeff,
we had
one you're better than this.
Huge drink.
It was a punch bowl.
Jeff, you were almost mayor. You had potential. My husband never had potential. You're wasting away your life. Unbelievable.
That's no. You have potential. You got lots of potential.
You are so great, and you're a wonderful mother, and you're a great provider.
I know I have potential. I'm leaving you. I got
hey,
you
Mom.
These meats.
Mom, Dad and Jeff taught me a song. A horny potato. What a wonderful phrase. A horny potato.
You
ain't
told
no
me I could teach him
phrase.
Our song. You told him
a
I could teach.
A horny potato.
Slam.
You are the rest of my days.
Good going. Good going, Noah.
Was
she left.
My song bad?
Yes, it was bad.
Pretty bad.
Should now I just say a horny potato?
Noah. Shut up. You got to be mom now.
No, I'm not ready.
You got to go to Carl's Jr. and McDonald's.
Carl's Jr.'s and McDonald's. How about I go to Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's? Yeah.
That's across the...
You have to go across state lines, man.
See you.
Oh, man, that's so funny. I got a drink with Jeff. Hey.
Hey.
Deadbeat friend.
Classic Jeff.
Hey.
Jeff DeLine, look it up. On
What's
a hot Saturday afternoon, a woman was walking slowly through the Savannah
oh,
when she
knows
spotted
water's
a lion
close
in
by.
The distance.
Water.
What's that?
Water's close by. She knows water is close by.
And what? And how is that a right answer?
Because she needs water. She's, I was going to say, starving, but that's not water, is it? That's food.
Have you ever met
I
a woman,
famished.
Adel?
Can I get some water?
They're thirsty.
Yeah. Have you met a woman, Adel? They're thirsty.
Is she in a zoo?
Bingo, bango, hatata. Matt, that is dead on. The woman was visiting a zoo.
Oh, visiting.
She was excited to see a lion. She ran up to it.
Well, she didn't fear it, I think was the...
She a kid?
Yeah, what kind of grown-ass woman's like, a lion? It's like, yeah, Deborah, you're at a zoo.
I will say, though, every time I know the polar bears are close by, I take off running in excitement. They're close!
Wait, Aaron. My polar bear is working for you?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to get it to and none of my prototypes work.
It works
Can
for
I just
me.
Say, Aaron has knocked on and ruined so many of my TVs anytime that Coca-Cola Christmas commercial comes on?
Their paws are so big.
They're so big.
Well, she shouldn't run because she could fall in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awful.
That'd be a shame.
Unless.
So I want to admonish this riddle.
Oh.
Okay.
So it will be done.
A formal admonishment has been filed against this riddle.
Thank
Matt,
you.
Matt, we can take riddles to riddle court. Would you like to do that?
No, that seems too extreme.
Okay.
My admonishment
Next
is fine.
Next time, yeah, just know that's an option for you.
You're wasting
okay,
your
great.
Money.
Just so you know, Matt, it's not justice. It's punishment in our riddle court. There is no justice for these riddles.
Oh, that is tempting.
It is expensive, though. So you had the right instinct.
Super costly.
Well, I'm Matt Young. I figure I can just... I probably don't have to spend anything.
Matt Young from the Chicago Fire?
I'll tip you really nice.
I tip 200% at the coffee shop.
Latte for Adrian Brandy.
Okay, here's the next riddle. We're going to go with some shorter ones. Let's go. We'll do it with the story riddles. We'll go to some shorter ones.
Hey, Adel?
Yeah.
We'll decide how short they are.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
And just remember, everybody, zebra hunting on Christmas is still on the table. It's anyone's game.
It's
who's going
to
grab
look
it
a
first?
Lot like Christmas. Blam. What rocks but does not roll?
A rock.
Zoom. What rocks but does not roll?
A rocking chair.
That is a rocking chair.
Wow. Ding,
ding, ding, I'd like ding. To see a scene. Adel and Matt, you are two elderly people on your front porch in rocking chairs, sort of recapping your life and your life together.
Well, you see, it was 2003, and I was Jeff Zumba.
Oh.
Everyone thought it was the funniest thing that's ever happened.
That sounds funny. This was before it was discovered that Zumba caused immediate death. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. When I was a kid, I was in a production of Into the Woods, and my partner died on stage.
Oh, that's terrible. I think I read about that. Was it because you got lucky and didn't get the cyanide pill?
Yes, it was a 50-50 shot. Back in the day, 50% of the population died by chance.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yes, but I had a community chest, you see. Should we go into this Cracker Barrel or just stay on the porch?
Well, I'd rather not give my money to Cracker Barrel, so let's just stay out on the porch.
Of course, of course. Isn't it crazy how far VR has come these days in the year 2064?
Oh, it's incredible. I don't think I'm really this old.
Hey, oh my God. What if we're young kids in VR, but it's so immersive that we think that we're octogenarians on the porch of a Cracker Barrel?
I mean, I suppose anything is possible. What is reality?
What is reality? Maybe in the distance we'll hear one of our wives yelling for us to come to dinner and say, "Honey, you're 27. Come to dinner."
Oh, I'd do anything to be 27 again.
I would do literally anything to be 27.
Honey, it's God time to die.
Jacqueline, what did I tell you about yelling at that at the Cracker Barrel parking lot?
It's not so funny. It's funny.
Some of these people will die soon,
it's
Jacqueline.
It's so funny. You know it's funny. You know what I just realized?
What?
Is that we're going to be put away or like brought to an old folks home way earlier than other people because we're just going to be describing our improv shows to our grandkids in our 80s. And they're going to be like, oh, no, he's lost it. I would go on stage and then I'd say I'm Zumba.
No, I really am Usador, the Wizard of the 12th Realm of Feast.
Oh, Grandpa.
You have to believe me.
Lock him up.
Grandpa, you sound nothing like him. Matt, I don't think I've ever asked you this.
Yeah.
How much of a toll does that take on your vocal cords?
It's not that bad, really. I don't know why. It feels like it should be, because I'm screaming
it sounds very
most
painful.
Of the time.
Yeah, it sounds very painful.
No, I don't know. I just got into a groove with it or something. I don't have any like great vocal training or singing training or anything.
Matt,
I mean, maybe I'll wake up tomorrow and not be like that.
When I meet Magic Tavern listeners, first of all, I always tell them how nice you guys are. So you're welcome for the lie.
Thank you.
No, you guys are the nicest.
Yeah, thank you for lying.
I always say...
I give him the order.
Of who's the nicest?
Yeah, I give him the order.
Yeah, Matt Arnie Addle, huh?
Matt Arnie Addle.
We all know it.
Fuck you.
But I always tell them about how hard it makes me laugh to be backstage at a Magic Tavern live show with you guys, because Addle looks so comfy in his like zip-up skunk suit. Arnie just puts on his polo, and then I just see you...
Yeah.
In excruciating pain, put on layer upon layer of everything that you're going to be sweating through in 5 minutes. It's so funny.
I for sure my own worst enemy when I commit to something that like, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it 100%. And then like,
why did I make
20% into it, I'm like, why the fuck did I do this?
I'm the shouting wizard in the big robe.
God,
there's nothing funnier at the end of a Magic Tavern live show than backstage and Matt takes off his robe and he's just drenched. It looks like he fell into like a dunk tank. Like it is cartoonish the amount of sweat that he's covered in.
But ripped.
But ripped.
Ooh, but fucking
so
ripped.
Nice and
cartoonish
so ripped.
Eject. JPC, did you do, when you did the Chunts Night, did you dress up like a shark?
Oh, I can't remember
your outfit.
I can't imagine I did, because I don't own a shark costume, so it doesn't. No, but I wasn't a shark.
He wasn't a shark.
I was a captain. So
yeah,
I
that's
do.
Right.
Oh,
that's right.
And I did dress up like a captain because I do have a pirate costume.
All right, that works.
I do vividly remember doing some dumb physical gag in an improv show when I was 29, and I was like turning 30 in a couple of weeks, and I did a dumb physical thing. I threw out my back, and I remember there's 24 people in this audience. I did this for nothing. I did this for nothing. I'll be injured for a week, and I did it for nothing.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of falls and things that I didn't, weren't worth it.
And it's always for like a 10 o'clock or midnight audience.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Don't know. Don't know.
Well, we're not anymore.
No, I will. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll probably do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm
doing it right now.
Like I'm
it's snowy
do it.
Out. I'll go do a couple pratfalls as soon as we're done here. I'm going to just go up and down the block, see who's looking out the window to laugh.
This is real. I fell down on the ice the other day. Adel knows this.
Oh, yeah.
I slipped and I fell flat on my back in the middle of the street and then hit the back of my head. And it was, and I popped right back up and I felt okay. And I was like, I think I'm all right. I went to the doctor anyway the next day to make sure. I was like, please double check. But I think it was the first time in my life where I was like, oh, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
For sure.
Doctor came back and was like, this can't be right. The test says that you've been dead for 16 hours.
Yeah.
That's so scary. That's like the worst kind of fall terrifying. To have is slipping on ice, back of your head kind of fall.
I think a day later or a few days later, Matt and I recorded and I was like, and Maddie, you had sent an email or something explaining the situation, and then...
And you couldn't read a single fucking word of that email. It was like...
It was all wingding.
Which is fun.
I think Matt broke the ice. Well, that's pun not intended. But Matt broke the ice and said something along the lines of like, my personality has changed. Like I hit my head so hard, my personality changed. And then I was like, oh, we're okay to joke now. And then I was like, yeah, you suddenly play piano. But there was a bit where it's like we were all very worried because I think you mentioned you had to go to the hospital.
I'm so sorry that happened. That is so scary.
Did it make a noise?
I mean, I felt it. It was a moment where I was like, oh, I've just hit my head really hard. And I was just like very aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like it felt a little bit like it was like, oh, I'm standing up now, but I know that I hit my head really hard. Oof. I know I hit my head really hard. I know I just hit my head really hard.
Wow.
And it was like just like really upsetting and just like very calmly like being like, I'm going to walk home. I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow. I'm going to make sure everything's okay.
Did you say it was in the middle of the street too?
I was like walking up the sidewalk, so I fell back into the street.
Oh my God.
I'm going to walk home. I'm going to finish my Ghostbusters Firehouse Lego set. I'm going to play
Ghostbusters Firehouse Lego set. I never got that one.
Here's what I would do. If I hit my head that hard, I would go home and I would cook up the most disgusting thing that I could. I'd eat the whole thing. And then later if I puked, I'd be like, surely it must be the food that I ate. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Get yourself out.
Yeah. I'm not puking because of concussion.
Yeah. I'm puking because I made Star Crunch spaghetti. Thanks, little Debbie. Oh, boy.
That's so gross.
But it did also make me think of like all the dumb chances I've taken trying to get a laugh. And I was like, why would I hurt myself for that?
What a way to go, though, in an improv show, trying to get a laugh.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Well, speaking of getting hurt, I don't know. Speaking of coming to a close, Matt, thank you so much for coming on today. You've been on our short list. It's so nice to finally have you on. We do want to give you an opportunity. We're going to go through plugs. We're going to give you the coveted last spot in plugs so you can think about anything and everything you want to plug. So before we get to Matt, we'll start with our least important plugs. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, just the same thing I always plug. You can find me at twitch.tv/sharkbark. But I'm over there playing video games most days of the week. Aaron, do you have something that you would like to plug?
Oh, we're going nicest to least nice. I get it. I think, yeah. Cool. I like that.
We call this Matt Arnie Adel.
It works. Works for us. You can follow sitcom D&D on Twitter and Instagram. And check out Magic Tavern if you haven't. I love it so much. I've been a fan for years. Before I was ever on the show. Adel?
Yes, please, speaking of Hello from the Magic Tavern, please check out the Patreon that we have. It launched, I believe, in October, somewhere there. So it's a few months old. It's just a little baby. So you're going to want to go to patreon.com/magictavern, I believe, and check out all the
I don't think you need that I believe part. I think that'll actually take you to somewhere completely different if you include that.
No, put in I believe.
Okay. Your funeral, buddy. Trying to help you.
We have a lot of outstanding bonus content. And I believe a lot of our stuff that we had on Stitcher is slowly migrating, much like the glaciers during olden days, over to our Patreon. So you're going to want to check that out. Matt Young.
The glaciers were migrating.
You know how glaciers do? They migrated very slowly.
Yeah, they go south every winter and then they fly back north.
Glaciers.
Yeah,
that's
glaciers.
How I have rivers. Matt Young, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Of course, hello from the Magic Tavern. As everyone said, check out the Patreon. Check out the Discord. There's a lot of fun things going on out there. And I like to pop in there in character every once in a while and dick around and ask dumb questions. And I'm also on a new podcast that just started on January 20th called Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry, where I play Dr. Amazing.
Ooh.
Wow.
And it's hello.
It's kind of imagine if the world was coming to an end and then
I don't have to imagine.
The person, not hard. Yeah.
The person,
I'm right there with you.
The person who could save it disappears and it's up to his two sort of inept children to try to save
fun.
It.
Fun. I'm so excited to listen to that.
What was the name of that again? I want to check that out.
It's called Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry. Amy Thorntonson came to me, who's a creator I know, and
in a dream. A
writer, in a dream. And I was like, do you want to play this role? It's a thing we've already written. And she was a fan of the show. And I was like, yeah, it sounds really cool. And it's a great cast and great scripts. And I hope we get to do more.
Cool.
If you want to listen to that, there is a link to it in the episode description of this podcast.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Amy, I'm free to do stuff, so let me know.
Yeah, you can get Adel's contact information in a link in this podcast.
Jump into his dream, he'll say me. Yes.
Now, Aaron, Matt's on a new podcast called Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry. You have a new podcast, not sitcom D&D, but you have another out-of-this-world celestial podcast. Do you want to tell listeners about that?
Wish I could tell you, Adel, but I got to go. Zoom!
Jupiter, bye forever.
Yeah, I got to go too, bye.
Zoom, come on. Hey, where's everybody? Quit grabbing eagles.
I'm going to grab this Zoom and go back to 2007, maybe.
Okay, and I'm going to try and climb atop this flamingo with a top hat.
Yeah!
You killed it!
Giddy up! Oh no. Oh no.
He said yeah and slit his throat.
Created by Apple. Bad news. Eagle took the podcast recording. We gotta try again.
Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, quizzes and zizzes. If you like that, you are going to love this week's episode. We go back to the Chatterbox and we are taking a quiz. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get ad-free episodes at the Review Crew tier. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.